The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
It started as a whisper until you screamed it at the top of your lungs. We gained momentum. You made us unstoppable. We had a vision for change. You made it a revolution. We told you we are the future, until you told us the future is now.
We are NXT!
Hello, and welcome to the NXT cast. I'm your host, Don DeLaRente. I'm joined by my co-host, Ms. Simi. How are you?
Woo! Well, you know, being mad at the snow, but standing over this Mortal Kombat trailer. So, you know. Balance.
What was your favorite part of the Mortal Kombat trailer?
Oh my God. Get over here at the end. I lost my mind because that was one of my favorite parts. Oh, yes. Although I did miss Johnny Cage. I'm like, where's my Johnny Cage? But, ooh, Liu Kang looks great. Jack still kind of looks like Steve Harvey, but we can get past it. And seeing my Sonya, I'm so excited.
I mean,
I'm so excited.
The bar is pretty low compared to the Mortal Kombat that I saw as a kid in theaters.
No. I love that movie. I love that movie. I love it. the music slap.
Right.
Come on, you can't hear that dun 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 and not. I lose my mind every time. It's great. Woo! It's so good. I'm so excited. I saw like the Mortal Kombat church. I was just like, what? Excuse me? Ooh, it's so good. And I can't wait. There was a little shot of Melina, too. I'm like, ooh, gimme. I can't wait to see it. I'm not going to theaters. I guess I'm going to have to go to that free HBO Max just to see this movie. I'm not going to theaters to see it. No, not going to do that. But, ooh, I can't wait. Oh, it looks so good. And they kind of, like, play the old music in there, too, at the end.
Mm-hmm.
I
think that, you know, it's definitely going to turn people to those subscription service, man. I think they're about to, movie theaters are about to be like over and done for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because I mean, what are you going to do? People don't want to wear the mask. And the way they were like talking now, we're like, oh, we're doing even more sanitized. I'm like, you weren't doing this level of sanitization before? like the way they're bragging about how deep clean like the New York subway is and how it hasn't been. I'm like, see, so you weren't doing this before. You were hacking up all the MTA money, making it more and more and more. You were not doing this kind of cleaning, but now you are. And you want me to be happy? Excuse me? So what was the money going to before? Thanks. All that money, you spent $50 for a freaking Metro card. So for you to not clean?
Right.
That's what you're using the money for? Okay. The hell?
Well, this past Sunday we had Valentine's Day, and we also had Takeover Vengeance. So this was a very, very, very good card.
Yes, it was.
You know, it's all about the matches on the Takeover being built to the point that you're ready for the match. Not too many times is it like, oh, I'm so tired of watching these two people interact that when we get to the Takeover, the match is just like, ugh. This was a very, very good show, standout from top to bottom. So we'll jump right in it. Raquel and Dakota Kai, they defeat Ember Moon and Shotzi Blackheart. When Raquel hit Shotzi with the one-arm powerbomb to become the first winners of the Women's Dusty Classic.
That's right.
It's not Takeover unless Shotzi Blackheart almost dies three times.
Which, oh my God.
She did in this particular matchup. That lady is just so scary. She's so good, but she's so scary because you know when her adrenaline gets running and things like that, that bad things could happen to her.
Yes. It's like, calm down, Shotzi. Please bring it down. I can't lose you. The only complaint I have about this match is I needed to see more Dakota Kai like offense. Because she was, like, getting beat up for, like, most of it. And I'm like, come on, she's so good. She's such, like, a good, like, technical wrestler, too. I wanted to see her be more than just, like, getting beat up just so Raquel can, like, you know, tag in for, like, the hot tag. But, like, I'm hoping with, like, we'll get to it with like, her and Shayna and, like, that, like, rivalry that's going to be renewed. Hopefully we get to see more of, like, you know, captain of team kick. I'm here to kick more bitches. That's what I need. What I needed. Kick more people.
Johnny Gargano.
Then I found out a fun fact. She's half Samoan. I was like, oh.
Dakota Kai is?
Yeah.
I wonder if she's related.
I don't know.
Is she in the dynasty?
Maybe. I don't think so.
She's on the Samoa Joe side of the dynasty?
The
two people who aren't related.
Like even Samoan and Irish.
Right, even the Tongans are like grouped in with the Samoans, and they're all like, we are family, even though they're like not really, but kind of sort of.
Right.
They're like, yeah, we are family. So Johnny Gargano retains the North American title over Kushida after he hit the one final beat DDT on the ramp. Yeah, they had a ramp AEW style for for takeover.
Because when I think somebody got dumped over, I think it was Dakota. I was just like, where the hell did the ramp come from? I was like, where did we get a ramp?
Johnny followed that up with another one final beat DDT in the ring, and he got the pin over Kushida, and hands down to me, the match of the night.
Yeah, this was a banger of a match. I wanted Kushida to win it.
Yeah, my mom did too.
I did. I wanted it. But, ooh, this was a good-ass match.
Yes,
and Kushida said he ain't done, so he gonna get it. He gonna get it back.
This was a technical classic. There is a lot of mat wrestling, counters, and submissions, and holes, and just good old grappling. Johnny, like, Kushida looked like he was about to go for like a superplex, and at one point Johnny like reversed it into like a spinning superplex. My mom was like, I've never seen that before. She's like, I've been watching wrestling a long time and I've never seen that move. So yeah, she was very impressed with the action in that particular match. MSK,
I loved it.
They pick up the win over my boys, the Grizzled Young Veterans, with the springboard heart attack blockbuster. Say that five times fast.
No, I can't say one.
And so they finish off the journey, and they win the men's Dusty Classic to ensue a future to tag team title match against the tag team champions. This match was really, really good. A lot of tag team combination moves.
Love that.
From both teams. I really thought the Grizzled Young Veterans were going to get it a couple of times. They really got me on some near falls.
Yeah, they did.
I am a really big fan of the Grizzled Young Veterans. I was kind of sad to see them come up short. But, you know, MSK definitely has picked up a lot of momentum in this tournament. And I think fans are beginning to figure out what they're about, and I think they're interested in them a lot.
This match was talk about goddamn flippy shit. All those damn croak screws, and I was just like, yeah! So many flips! Yeah, it was so good.
MSK, the black dude, he might need to get himself checked out, because he took a doomsday device where they did it on the outside of the ring, so Zach Gibson had him up in the electric chair on his shoulders, and then James Drake came through with the clothesline and clotheslined him off his shoulders onto the outside. Like, what are you doing?
Right? I was like, what? Stop.
Yeah, they they abuse the announce table.
So that shit fell apart before you can even powerbomb anybody through it. It just fell.
That happened in the next match. Poor Tony Storm. MSK, big things are in their future, and hopefully the Grizzled Young Veterans can stick around regular NXT for a little while longer. Mm-hmm. And I like to see them have some matches with like Breezango and a couple of other tag teams in the division. I think they can have a lot of good matches to help just the NXT programming along.
Yeah. Right, because Imperium is coming back. I thought maybe they're going to do like a program with them.
Right, they could. But that's two heels, and you know, WWE doesn't really do that. They're not like AEW where they just put them together and be like, we'll just let the fans figure it out.
Yeah, do it anyway. Triple H.
Io Shirai, she retains the women's title after she pinned Mercedes Martinez with the moonsault. Well, what happened was Toni Storm came in, hit Mercedes with the flying headbutt. Boom. Ooh. She went for the pin, and then Io came off with the moonsault onto Tony. Boom. Moved her out of the way and then pinned Mercedes.
Ooh, that flying headbutt scared the hell. I was like, because ma'am, you could have broke your whole ass face. Your whole face just gone because good Lord. And then Io, it wouldn't be Io. She's not climbing up some shit just to jump off of it. It wouldn't be her.
Yes, she climbed up the lighting truss and jumped off with a crossbody onto Mercedes and Tony. Like we said, there is a point in the match where Toni Storm is on the outside. She's getting ready to abuse Io Shirai with the announce table. Mm-hmm. She goes to start moving the stuff off the table. And she moved the cord and the damn table just collapsed. And she kind of looked at the table for a second and then turned around and just, you know, not a step lost and, you know, went over to whatever the next thing was. So very professional in a moment where, you know, it could have been like, oh, snap, we just got a whole spot taken out of our match. What do we do?
Right. She was just like, well, can't do maximum carnage. That's fine. Moving on. I was like, yes. Come on. But this match was so hard hitting. Cause freaking, I was just like, oh shit, is Tony really gonna take it? And then here Io's ass comes just boom out of nowhere. Bam. I was like, oh shit. It was so good. I really enjoyed this a lot.
My mama is a really big Toni Storm fan, and she was pulling really hard for Toni Storm to win this match.
Sorry for you, girl.
So both of us were a little disappointed. I mean, we love Io too, but we were kind of both disappointed. Like, damn, thought Tony had it.
Yeah. I think they got to fight again because the way Tony attacked her during that photo shoot.
Yeah.
One-on-one. I think maybe that's when Tony's going to take it.
And then Jupiter Julep, West Sleep Doe, and Madame Lizette will not be able to stand me because I will get on this episode each and every week for as long as she holds the title and just talk about the virtues of how great Toni Storm is.
I mean, I wouldn't be mad at it. So it's fine. I'll join you.
You have been warned. Okay.
Sorry, guys. I'm going to enable him.
Finn Balor retains the NXT title with a win over Pete Dunne with the 1916. If it wasn't for that Gargano and Kushida match, this clearly would have been the match of the night. But I mean, Kushida and Gargano is like match of the year contender type quality. But this was just a step behind it. A lot of technical wrestling here as well. Joint manipulation by Pete Dunne. Oof. Finn Balor trying to like do these moves with his fingers all mangled up.
Gnarled.
Yeah. Hard hitting action from both guys here. My mama was like, this has been a long time since I've seen somebody take Finn Balor this deep. As far as, you know, making Finn kind of just work for everything, every little advantage he got in this match, it seemed like he had to work extra hard for it. So Pete Dunne is really impressive in this match.
Listen, you want to talk about high-key stress? This match. Good God. They need to have, like, a submissions match because the amount of submissions these hoes were putting on each other, one after the other, after the other, after the other. They're, like, not letting go of your arm. Really? Your knee. I'm going to take it with me. That was the whole thing. I was stressed out this whole time. Just stressed out. And the way Pete kept breaking this man's fingers, I was like, no. I appreciate Finn Balor's commitment to this shit, because when he had to get up on the rope, he like used his full hands. Mm-hmm. But like when he was doing all the other moves, you saw that his fingers were kind of like folded up. And then he did a thing where he couldn't really hold a title and all that. I was just like, you better sell. Give me storyline. Give me ring psychology. Yes. This was so good. I really enjoyed this match.
After the match,
Our
tag team champions run in. They attack Finn. The Undisputed Era, Adam Cole, Roderick Strong, Kyle O'Reilly, they come down. They finally make the save. So Finn gets to his feet. They all pose. It looks like Finn Balor's about to throw up the guns with the mangled hands when Adam Cole super kicks Finn Balor squaw in the face. Kyle questions Adam Cole, and Kyle O'Reilly catches a super kick for his troubles as well. And that is how we ended TakeOver Vengeance, a.k.a. Hashtag HBKcast.
He lived up to it. Damn you, Adam Cole. It's like the Shield breakup all over again. Why would you do this to me? Why? God damn it. I was like, no! Don't break up my boy!
Yeah, this was, it was like, I thought Finn was getting ready to throw up the Undisputed or the Too Sweet, and then all of a sudden,
me too.
And it's like, Adam Cole back to his ways again, huh? Guess he's done being a babyface. And then all of a sudden, Kyle's like, man, come on, what's up with that? And then it's kind of like, you kind of like load him into a little security, and then pow, there goes Adam, there goes Kyle down. It's like,
I was like, my boy. Like, no. Why would you do this? Someone on Twitter was like, yo, Adam Cole was never really a babyface. He was just dealing with a bigger heel. And you know what? It's true. But Kyle O'Reilly went full babyface. He went full babyface. And why would you do this to my sweet, sweet red-haired man?
Yeah.
Stressed me out.
So definitely a shock to the system.
To my goddamn system.
So, like I said, to start out with, just all in all, a fantastic show from top to bottom. TakeOver Vengeance was incredible. I did miss out kind of like in the in-between stages, I think in between the Dusty Classic and the women's match, they ran a Cameron Grimes music video.
Oh, yes. It was amazing. And the song slaps. It's so good.
Yeah, so he, you know, it's Josiah Williams rapping and Cameron Grimes basically bawling out.
I love it.
Yeah, with his newfound riches and fame, so just living his best life. So yeah, that was really entertaining too.
Oh my God! As soon as it started playing, because usually I like that, I like do the little 10 fast forward pass on the like network. And then I saw a camera, I was just like, oh, wait, what is this? And then that beat came in, I was like, yes! I'm so here for it. Loved it. It is a jam.
Your thoughts, just before we move on to this week's NXT follow-up show, on some things about the Vengeance card?
Great show, top to bottom. I was like, I was entertained the whole time. I was stressed out with literally, with all the matches, actually, all the matches stressed me out. Because, my God, so much violence. So good. Adam Cole, you broke my heart. You broke my heart. My favorite match was the Finn Balor and Pete Dunne match, followed by Kushida and Johnny Gargano. And then my third top match was the ladies tag team. No, triple threat. And that I'm really excited about Raquel and Dakota winning the cup and what that means for their storyline. So really great card. Enjoyed it.
Yes, and thank you to everybody who shared their commentary with color using the hashtag HBKcast. A lot of fun as always, these takeovers. always deliver, and this was no exception to the rule. We will transition now into this week's episode of NXT TV on the USA Network. The show starts, of course, with a video recap of what happened at TakeOver. Then Kyle O'Reilly comes out for an in-ring promo where he needs Adam Cole to explain himself before he punches him in the face. Roddy comes out and says Adam was acting on emotion. Kyle says he needs to hear from Adam Cole because he no longer trusts Roddy. Finn's music comes on. Kyle says he's not looking for Finn, but Finn says he's looking for him. The promo gets interrupted when Dunn, Lorcan, and Birch ambush the scene, and they beat down Finn, Roddy, and Kyle.
Ooh, this was good. Yo, again, Kyle O'Reilly, full baby face. He needed answers. He was emotional. My poor Roddy is like a child stuck between a bad divorce. Like, he doesn't know what to do. He just wants everybody to be together. He's like that little boy on Soul Food. Was just trying to get the family back together. Right. That's Roddy. That's Roddy right now. He has to trick everybody into thinking that there's money in the TV so that everybody would come together for some mac and cheese and diabetes. That's what he wants. And then, but I loved when like Finn came out and Kyle was like, no, I'm not looking for you. I'm looking for Adam. Let me say it one more time. Adam Cole, not you. I don't want you. So it's like, oh, even in his high emotion, he's still funny. But this was a great segment to start off with. Loved it.
Yeah, they caught a beatdown though for their troubles. We go to a video where it's our man Santos Escobar looking fresh in some type of whip. He says that the match with Karrion Kross that was supposed to take place tonight will not take place tonight. He says, you know, that he's doing things on his time. Not Cross's That's time. Great. And he'll see him next week. So we switch to William Regal. Regal says that if the match doesn't happen next week, that Escobar will be stripped of his title.
Boo!
Then Regal makes a 6-man tag team main event from the fallout of the opening segment. So the tag team champions, Birch and Lorcan, with Pete Dunne are taking on Finn, Kyle, and Roderick Strong. We get a recap of Dexter Lumis kidnapping Austin Theory before Johnny Takeover's match against Kushida on Sunday. So the way they're all walking to the ring, of course, you know, Johnny's in the front, Indy, Candice, and then Austin Theory's kind of in the rear. And Austin Theory gets kidnapped by Dexter Lumis. He comes up behind him with like a towel or like, puts it over his mouth.
Right.
Drags him, you know, into the shadows. So
I was like, oh no, bye Austin.
Right. So Shotzi and Ember Moon, they pick up a win over Indy Hartwell and Candice LeRae in a rematch of the semifinals of the Dusty Rhodes Women's Classic, and the outcome was the exact same. But this time Shotzi and Ember won by distraction. When a white van pulled up during the match, Johnny was on commentary. He went out to inspect the van, and he found Austin Theory. And he came out. Austin Theory was all bound and gagged in his underwear, but he was safe. And Indy was distracted, and that led to Ember rolling her up and getting the win.
Oh, my poor Indy. She's so tall.
She is so tall. My God.
Jeez. And that high ponytail made her even taller. I was like, Indy, damn. Statuesque.
This was just a setup for more than anything for the Austin Theory story to kind of continue on. Indy Hartwell, they were talking about how she was like, man, it's messed up. I was always so mean to him.
Austin Theory. Right.
And now he's missing and I feel so bad. They had like flyers the for missing him.
Post. Yes. Yeah.
Like he's like the lost family dog.
Oh, he handed him out to all of them. Have you seen this man? I was like, oh my God. Oh, it's just so funny. It's hilarious. This was a good match between these four though.
I enjoyed this. Shotzi and Ember have a lot of good tag team chemistry.
Yeah, I hope they like continue this. Like, you see all these tag teams on this show. Bring these belts on over here. Like, let NXT hold them for a little bit because they got the women in. They'll actually showcase it. So, bring them on over.
Pat McAfee cuts promo from a private jet on being right about Adam Cole being a scumbag and him being right all along about him. He's like, you thought he was your savior, huh? But you didn't want to listen to me. He's like, you know, I'm all knowing, I'm all seeing, and you can thank me later, but I got, you know, some other engagement, so peace out, and my life is better than yours.
He was like, hashtag Pat was right. I was like, Pat, you're still a jerk, though. Like, people still don't like you because you're being a jerk. like, yeah, Adam is like an ass, but like, you are as well. So, like, you can't be high and mighty right now, sir. You paid a man to like beat somebody up. Remember that? Do you remember that you hired mercenaries?
Great to see Pat McAfee back on this program.
Though. Yeah.
I mean, doing what he does best, which is just cut a hellacious promo. Bronson Reed throws his name into the hat for the North American title while checking on the injured Kushida from the match against Johnny Gargano. You know, he's basically like, hey, great match. You really killed it. But I think I need to, you know, get my chance at it. And if I have to wrestle you to get there, then, you know, we'll do that at a time where you're able to do it.
I want that match.
Malcolm Bivens was kind of ear hustling on the side. And he wants Kushida to compete tonight. He asks if he's cleared. The doc says yes. And he says he's going to see Regal about making a match against Kushida and his young protege, Tyler Rust.
I love Malcolm Bivens. He's like, hey, friend, how are you? Great match. Let's talk for a second.
Leon Ruff, he got a win over Isaiah Swerve Scott.
What you got, baby? Come on.
A stacked North American Championship division, which, again, a title held by Leon Ruff, who's trying to fight back in this matchup.
Just bouncing off Swerve Scott. 157 pounds is Leon Ruff. Those slaps felt like nothing to the
Scott was looking for that full Nelson as Ruff able to counter with an elbow. Now a kick to the stomach, buckling over. Swerve Scott for a moment, another forearm by Ruff, and now it's Ruff picking up speed, picking up momentum, and starting to pick up the intensity in this matchup.
This is where Ruff is dangerous when he starts building this steam, this momentum like this. This is how he won the North American Championship. Underestimate him at your peril.
A clothesline, and has Scott underestimated Leon Ruff in this match? Listen to the NXT Universe's Ruff flying. Oh, cutter! Ruff now into the cover, hooks the inside leg. And now trying to put the finishing touches on Leon. Raw crucifix pin in the center of the ring. Whoa! That's got to be an upset.
That's how he won the North American Championship.
Leon Ruff.
To Wade's point, Leon Ruff pulling a rabbit out of the hat once again.
And that moment of hesitation, Swerve leveling Ruff with that clothesline, but hesitated just that amount of time that gave Ruff that opportunity.
Is that a fluke, Wade?
Here's the lesson everyone needs to learn. You never write that man off. That Leo Ruff, I thought he had his foot cleaned by that clothesline. I genuinely thought he was out cold and right for the pickings, and somehow he pulls out that crucifix pin we've seen from him before.
Well, even Isaiah Swerve Scott has to give it up to Leon Ruff after...
Oh!
There's a time when you're just a sore loser at the end of the day.
Oh, baby. I ain't done with you. It's enough. Oh. Hey, come on. Hey, come on. Oh. What are you trying to pull us over? Hey, no. I don't believe you.
He's dragged it by the roof of his mouth.
So Swerve continuing to be a sore loser and trying to find himself in this heel turn. He hasn't kind of found the success that I think he was hoping right. for once he decided to go this route. So he's still trying to get his legs about him. And Leon Ruff on the show with a win.
Yes. Leon, I need you to stop trying to shake hands with these heels because they're not going to do it. I need you to pay attention, okay? Stop. They're not your friends. They're not your friends. Because as soon as you put, I was just like, oh, Leon, you're going to get the up. There it is. This is a good match, though. I enjoyed this. Again, that guy, he's just so quick. Like, that spot when Swerve was trying to get at me, he jumped, like, from, like, one side of the rope to the top to the other side to, like, back behind him. And I was like, woo, look at that. So good. I enjoyed this match. And I was like, look at these two black men putting on a show. Yes. That made me happy.
Little Team Sunshine, Gabe Carter and Casey Catanzaro, they defeated Aaliyah and Jessica Maia when they did a blockbuster like crossbody splash combination. It looked really cool. Jessica Maia is really tall too. I think she's like a volleyball player. I think is her background.
Right, and it doesn't help that Casey Catanzaro is so little. So it's like the difference. My God. Because, like, I was watching that match. I was like, damn, she's tall. Well, she's just really little. Or could it be both? Because, good God, yeah. This size difference. It was a lot.
Yeah. Aaliyah and Jessica Maia kind of have, like, a little bit of matching gear. And, yeah, so Robert Stone out here still trying to get his, his fortunes brand. Up. Yeah. Still running in neutral right now.
Zia Lee this was a fun little match.
Yeah, it was good to see that they're trying to give Little Team Sunshine some direction and a more consistent role on the show. Boa comes out during the match. After the match is over, Boa's still there and Zia Lee comes out. Casey runs up to Zia Lee and is like, yo, what's going on? You know what I'm saying? We still got love for you. Come on back. You know, we're here for you. Basically, Zia challenges Casey next week. She puts that like mark on her hand and basically promises to torture her next week.
Oh, Casey, you're going to die, baby. I was like, listen, if Kaden couldn't get through to her, what makes you think you will? And then Kaden was like, you want more? I was like, Kaden, remember how she threw you across the thing last time? Stay in the ring. Stay in the ring. Ma'am, lady with the green eyes, please stay in the ring. So this is going to be interesting.
We get a Malcolm Bivens promo on Tyler Rust facing Kushida later in the night. He basically is talking about how good Kushida is, but, you know, we got an up-and-comer who's going to prove that he deserves to be, you know, in a greater spotlight. So, you know, good stuff here about Malcolm Bivens boosting his man up. We get the Dusty Cup presentation to the winners. MSK is out first. They say that they're going to get their title match on March 3rd. Then they step to the back as Raquel and Dakota come out to get their, to get their part of the celebration when Shayna and Nia interrupt. They say that they will humiliate Dakota and Raquel on March the 3rd. We get a really good back and forth sequence between Nia Jax and Raquel. Dakota Kai and Shayna reliving their history. So, you know, they did take a lot of time to make sure that the story was, you know, well put together. Nia referenced Dusty Rhodes calling her what a big, beautiful bitch.
Yeah. Like you said, girl, you're a big, beautiful, badass bitch. I was like, yes.
And Raquel Gonzalez was like, well, you know, Dusty Rhodes didn't meet me. And so, kind of putting that out there, like, you know, they're going to have a battle of, you know, who is the best big woman in NXT right now. Dakota Kai was like, yeah, Shayna ran away when she got beat by Rhea Ripley. And then Raquel Gonzalez was like, oh, that same girl I beat in the Last Woman Standing match and sent her packing? Oh,
yes. Really?
You're not so tough.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love this promo.
Yeah, this
so
was fun.
Good.
Nia and Nia looked. She looked more comfortable in during this on NXT than she does on Raw.
Yeah, because it's like, I don't know what it is about it, but like, yeah, she looks way more like, maybe it's because of maybe kind of like the intimacy of it, and they do actually have a live crowd versus on Raw where it's just like Thunderdome people. So maybe she can feed off that a little bit more. But like, yeah, this was a great promo. I'm so excited about like the Shayna and Dakota aspect, since like Dakota, she got her arm broken by Shayna and Shayna was like always bullying her. Cause at one point I really thought that maybe like Dakota was going to kind of dethrone Shayna. So I'm really excited about like, you know, her kind of being like this new person and showing like Shayna that you can't intimidate me anymore.
Right.
That I'm, when she's like, how about I show you when I kick your head clean off? I was like, yes, yes, man, talk your shit. I love this. This is so good.
They re-air that Cameron Grimes video that debuted at the Takeover Vengeance. And then at the end, we see like an addition where we see Cameron Grimes has crashed the Lambo.
Oh no.
He smashed it up. And he's like, oh, this ain't shit. I'm going to just get me a new one.
Right, because he got it like that.
I don't know who got it like that where they could actually crash actual Lambo, though. But okay, WWE, you just got that Billy from Peacock. It's like, we can do whatever.
I guess. Kayfabe, we'll go with it, I guess. Oh, one more thing with the tag team classic. Like, seeing MSK just, like, in the back with Beth, just, like, eating popcorn and just watching it back and forth was great. I loved that. Because they were just, like, the way they were watching and then just, like, reacting. It was hilarious.
Right, right. Yeah, they were, like, you know, falling out and, you know, basically, you know, with all the burns and everything that were being passed back and forth between the ladies there. This Cameron Grimes thing is going to be very interesting from here on out. You know,
that's so fun.
Yeah, it is. It is. I don't know who he's going to necessarily have a program with. It just may be him every week unraveling as, you know, he just is out here frivolously spending this money.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be funny if like eventually he's like, I ain't got no more money. Right. What do I do? Shit, I gotta actually wrestle now for these checks.
Right, right, right. yeah, I'm just glad that he's back and I'm glad that they got him doing something that everybody can see his true entertainment value.
Yeah.
Not to mention that he's a hell of a wrestler as well. Io Shirai. doing her, you know, champion retains celebratory photo shoot, looking just so nice and pretty. And we see Toni Storm attack Io Shirai. These are like still pictures, so it's like somebody's taking pictures of the attack. So you see just a big boot of Toni Storm with Io like down. Then you see Toni Storm jumping on top of her, beating her down with the refs trying to separate them. So yes, the continuation of the Toni Storm going after the NXT women's title continues here.
Yeah.
Nice and
make simple. This a long-term program, please.
Yes, it was nice and simple. Just another way to extend it out, but, you know, get Mercedes Martinez out of the picture because she took the pin. So now we go from a triple threat to our one-on-one match. And we'll see, you know, when this comes to a head for these two women. Kushida, he got the win over Tyler Rust by submission when Malcolm Bivens stopped the match once Kushida applied the hoverboard lock. Basically, Malcolm Bivens was like, hey, man, I'm protecting my investment. You are my investment.
Yeah.
And you will be fighting another day. So we're going to, you know, keep you healthy and able to do that.
This was a good, good match. Like, I really like, I like Tyler Rust. It was really good. I was just like, oh, shit. Like, it was like a surprising banger. I mean, it's Kushida, so I was just like, of course. But, like, Tyler Rust really stepped up his game. I was like, oh, I hope, you know, Thatcher's watching and he's proud. Because I saw those submissions. I was like, yes, this is really good.
We see the LA Knight, a.k.a. Eli Drake, promo from the TakeOver pre-show where he has come and joined NXT. So if you're not familiar with Impact or if you're not familiar with NWA Power. This may be your first time seeing Eli Drake.
Yeah.
He is a very strong promo.
I enjoy it. He looks like it's going to be fun.
Yeah, the promo is definitely the strong suit of his of his game. I mean, he's an okay wrestler, but you're going to get more entertainment from him talking than you are probably from him wrestling on a week-to-week basis. Him and Eddie Kingston would always have, like, I think they were trying to just do promo, can you top this, and NWA Power, because they come out there every week and just lay down some really good promos. Not really towards each other, but just be like, you know what? I think Eli Drake and Eddie Kingston out here having promo wars amongst each other. and then we see him do another promo from right outside his house. The cameras
come
knock on his door. He's like, what are you doing here? Get the hell on. And then he goes to go back in and he stops and turns around and cuts a promo to the camera and basically, you know, talks about why he's coming to NXT, how they talk about it's the, you know, biggest brand and best brand. And he's like, you know, he's here to dominate and people will definitely understand what he's about here soon.
Yes. I enjoyed this. I was like, oh, you're interesting. You look like you'll be a fun time.
Zoe Stark wins her debut with a GTS variation. Something about her reminds me of Luna Vachon. Maybe it's the hair, the rugged face or whatever. But yeah, I could see her having like a crazy streak and a very mean streak at the same time. And they could do something like a Luna character with her. She's very impressive.
I like her. Yeah, she was. I was just like, okay, paying attention to you. Because it was really good. Like, just even though, it was a squash match, but like you could see like her power. Mm-hmm. And like, I was like, yes, I'm here for this.
We have a Scarlett promo on Escobar postponing the match until next week. Then Karrion Kross throws in some language or whatever. But it was all about Scarlett basically telling him, like, you know, you ain't got no more time and you ain't the one who can be out here making more time. So, you know, we'll see you next week.
Yeah. I was like, yes, Miss Scarlett. Tell him. Be quiet, Karrion Kross. Just stay in the background. Right. We're not interested.
Right. Lorcan, Birch, and Pete Dunne got the win over Finn, Roddy, and Kyle with a little help from Adam Cole, baby. Pete Dunne hit Finn with the bitter end after Cole attacked Finn and Kyle at ringside. He basically brain-bustered Kyle on the damn stairs after he jumped him from behind and ran him into the stairs. Same thing he did with Finn. Finn was going for the coup de grace. He pushed him off the top. Yeah. Then super kicked him, laid him out with the belt. So Pete Dunne comes, takes advantage of that, gets the win. Roderick Strong is trying to help Finn up to his feet after the attack, and Finn does a Pele kick to him because he just assumed that it was Adam Cole or Pete Dunne or somebody. Then after the match, Adam Cole, after Finn gets back to his feet and everything, Adam Cole comes back in and super kicks Finn again and lays him out, grabs the title, and that's how we end NXT.
Adam Cole, why would you break my heart like this? Why would you break my heart this way? Like when Kyle said we were supposed to be different, I was like, you were supposed to be like the New Day, just be together forever. Why would you ruin this for me? Why? This hurts my heart. Because I really, really like the Undisputed Era together. Like all four of them. Not just one or two or separate. Damn you, Adam.
The only
got
man.
Got mad because Kyle was getting all the, getting all the attention. So now he's upset.
The only man who can fit. I've got to find out what Bobby Fish got to say. The only man who can fit make this right is Bobby Fish. He's like Ja Rule.
I know. No. In the words of Dave Chappelle, who the fuck has for Ja Rule's opinion at a time like this? Oh, yeah. Bobbert, come back. I know you got a torn pec right now, but you ain't got to fight nobody. Just get them together. Please. We need to fix it. I really enjoyed this match, too. I especially enjoyed, like, Roddy's end, how he kept trying to like be like, I'm on your side, Kyle, but Kyle was just like, nah.
Yeah, they went fucking with him in the beginning of the match. It was just Kyle and Roddy and Kyle and Finn tagging in amongst each other, and Roddy was like looking around like, oh, y'all ain't finna play me like this.
Right. He's like, not Mr. Gas Tank. Not me. Not Backstabber Supreme. Don't play me like this. So that was really good. Oh, poor Roddy. But Kyle was like, I remember how you pretended to be Pete Dunne's friend and you turned on him. I see you. I'm looking at you. I don't trust you. Ooh, this is so good. They're stressing me out. But I can't. I really want to see how this is, how this will happen. Ooh, the storyline potential.
Right.
With this. Can't wait.
This was a NXT man. They finally they getting back on their shit again, where they just
pumping
out that, you know, 8 to 10 on the scale of 10 quality show each and every week.
Yeah.
Even after the leading up to the leading up to TakeOver, we were in that range, and coming out of TakeOver, they delivered that same type of show again. So no fall off from NXT in the last like 3 months. Or so. I know that the numbers don't show it as far as the ratings go, but the consistency here, you definitely can see it each and every week that we review this show, because, you know, we've had nothing but good things to say for quite a while about NXT. Not so much like that on AEW. It's been kind of up and down over on their side the last couple of months. So I'm very impressed with what NXT has been doing. Still kind of, you know, putting some new players up at the top of the card with Kyle, Pete Dunne, Lorcan and Birch helping out up there as well. Roddy, Adam Cole. So, you know, that upper echelon has like 6-8 people in it, and they're doing a good job of getting everybody involved. And they're doing a really good job on the lower card too. The mid card is really strong. NXT. Right now, NXT is on all cylinders.
Division,
tag team division, mid card, you know, main event. So, yeah, big shout out to Triple H, HBK, and their Road Dogg for what they're doing down there.
Right, because they're like starting to like they're building like new stories and like putting us into a new chapter, which I'm like, yes, this is what I want. So they're really like just like doing the building blocks and kind of like adding new things onto like the older stories. Yeah, I really like how they're putting like all the championships, like making them mean something, because like the North American Championship means something because, you know, people are like, actively going after it. And I need them to put a little bit more respect on the Cruiserweight. I'm mad that, you know, it's taking this white man for y'all to really spotlight it more, but So this show was really cohesive and really tight, and I really enjoyed it.
Right. Definitely the interaction between the women's tag team champions and Raquel and Dakota was really strong. I like the way that when they were shooting it, they were kind of shooting it from the low angle, so you could kind of see the comparison between Nia and Raquel as far as being, you know, two of the bigger women. So they shot them kind of that Andre the Giant style, kind of from the low angle, so you could just see their height and see, you know, that it's, you know, it's gonna be a fair, even, you know, I mean, Nia has the weight advantage, but she doesn't have like a height advantage. So, that's going to be a lot of fun when they really interact and go at it.
I can't wait.
Yeah, I can't wait either. I'm really,
I want Dakota and Raquel to interrupt them on Raw and be like, so you came to our turf. Let's see what's going on up here. Let's embarrass you on your home turf. So
yeah, that would be cool. I'm still interested in what the end game is for Karrion Kross and Escobar. I mean, like, are they
just going to
destroy Escobar? And
they better not. I will. Right. Like,
you know, keeping Karrion Kross in everybody's mind as far as, you know, being a major player for the title. I would not be on board with any of that booking.
Nope. Don't do it.
It's been a weird kind of just weird detour for him anyway, since coming back, to just be like, why are you fucking with a cruiserweight? But you know, if they can get to the payoff and it makes sense, then, you know, I'll definitely change my tune. But right now, I'm not liking the direction at which it looks like it's going.
No, because I'm just like, because Escobar has been so like dominant, even without Joaquin Wilde and Phoenix.
Yeah,
like, even without them, he's so like good and dominant. So I don't like that he's getting punked by this freaking wide-eyed bald man. I don't like that. I don't like, because they replayed the clip again where like Escobar kind of backed out of the ring. And I was like, don't do it. Don't you have him punk my man. Don't do it. I swear to God. Mm-hmm. Hunter, don't.
So, if you haven't had a chance to check this out, go back and definitely watch it. You definitely will enjoy everything about this show. A very, very strong effort from everybody down in NXT. So, Miss Simi, it's time for your shout outs and thank yous.
Well, shout out to you, Don, as always. Shout out to the Rastlecast family. Shout out to the CSPN family. Shout out to the patrons for paying a little extra to hear us talk some more about AEW and other such conversations. And shout out to J-Hope from BTS because it was his birthday today. So shout out to you. BTS is a K-pop group, in case you're wondering.
Oh, yeah. I know all about BTS. That's Ms. D. Janae's group. So, yes, I'm well-versed in the BTS. So shout out to Miss Didi Jeanet for
Shout out to you, ma'am.
And Miss J Trilla, because they're all into that.
Yeah.
I'd like to just thank everybody who joined us this past Sunday for the HBK cast, share their commentary with Color on the Takeover. Definitely enjoyed everybody in that hashtag. We had a lot of fun. Thank you for spending your Valentine's Day with us here at the NXT cast. Give a shout out to my co-host, Miss Simi, always entertaining, lots of fun. Check her out on the Patreon page over at patreon.com/CSPN Media, where we review AEW Dynamite, and you can hear her rants and her raves about what they're doing with the women's division and the improvements they need to make on a weekly, monthly basis. So please check us out over there, the extra content over there as well, before and after conversations of all the recordings here. So there's a lot of content on the Patreon page that you guys are missing, so please check that out. Also check out the latest episode of the Rawcast, where me and Mo to the underscore Reese reviewed this week's Monday Night Raw. We previewed the Elimination Chamber as well, so we'll get you ready for that this Sunday. By using the hashtag ChamberCast, you can share your commentary with Color on the Elimination Chamber this Sunday. Big shout out to Miss Didi Jeanet, Miss Jates, the Max, Sam, Greg, everybody who joins us in the live tweet, all the members of the Glow, all the WrestleBays. Use the hashtag NXTCast each and every Wednesday night to share your commentary with Color, along with me and Miss Simi and all our fans and everybody who's live tweeting as well. It is definitely a good time. And we are looking forward to seeing new faces as NXT begins to heat up. And I think they're going to start maybe winning this ratings war as we head towards the spring. Because it looks like they are definitely starting to revamp where they're going and getting a lot of interest built up. So looking forward to what NXT is going to be building up towards to the next takeover. So we'll be here each and every week sharing our commentary with Color on NXT. So look out for the hashtag and also the podcast each and every week. And on that note, for my co-host, Miss Simi, I'm your host, Don DeLaRente, and this has been the NXT cast. Please stay tuned for the parting promo.
See you on hashtags.
Right here, it's NXT, it's LA, it's LA Night. Yeah, and what that means is right here, they talk about NXT. They talk about NXT being the premier. The greatest talent running around the world is right here in NXT, right? So what that means is every single one of you back there, you talk about the North American title. You talk about the NXT title. Anybody walking around with those titles right now, make sure you got your eyes open because I'm coming for you.
The hell do you want? Actually, you know what? Let me talk to you. Because it was just a few days ago, NXT TakeOver Vengeance Day. I put NXT on its ear. With the advent of LA Knight walking in the door already, people around the world are saying, wow, LA Knight might already be the greatest NXT superstar of all time. So it's no surprise that you're here knocking my door. But if you come around knocking my door unexpected again, I'm going to do some knocking myself. I'll knock your damn head off. So I'm going to put it to you like this. Everybody who comes in always says, oh, it's the hottest free agent. But if their name ain't LA Knight, and somebody told them the wrong story. Because now the truly hottest free agent is off the market, about to claim my perch. Who's gonna stop me? Nobody! NXT at this point belongs to me. And you're not gonna stop me, not because you're not good enough, but because I won't let you. And that's not an insult, that is just a fact of life. Oh, whose game is it? It's LA Knight's game. Now get out.